My name is Svend Tved Nyborg. I'm Information Security Officer at University College Absalon, and I'm going to talk about information security for students. The short answer with regards to this is GDPR, or the General Data Protection Regulation, applies to you as a student when you work with personal data that is necessary for you work as a student, that is, when you work with Absalon's class lists or gather interviews for your own assignments, then GDPR matters for you. It does not include all your personal private information, such as information about your family and friends. This kind of information is not covered by GDPR. You must ensure the data subject's rights. You must anonymize, personal identifiable data, and you must ensure the data against strangers' unintended access. Follow the safety regulations that University College has, and if you have any questions about this, please don't hesitate to write to helpdesk at 1111 at pha.dk or call us at 7248 1111 for further guidance. We have GDPR includes personal data, and by this it means all kind of information which is related to an identified or identifiable person, directly or indirectly. That means whatever information is needed to identify a person, that is considered personal data. Personal data is cut up into three main categories. Sensitive personal data, that is race, ethnic origin, political, religious or philosophical belief. Union data, genetic data, biometric data, such as, well, unique identification data. Health and sexual orientation. These are what GDPR considers as sensitive personal data and are described in Article 9. Semi-sensitive data, described in Article 10 in GDPR, includes information such as criminal records and offences. In Denmark, we have the CPR number, which is a personal number. This is not covered by the European GDPR, which is why we in Denmark we have a special regulation in databeskyttelsesloven, which covers that when you use or include CPR information, then you must pay extra attention to how this is cared for in your treatment of data. The final category is ordinary personal data. This is where we have such as name, family relation, housing, CPR number, significant social problems, student numbers, student grades, and etc. These are considered ordinary information, but still covered by GDPR Article 6. Passwords and codes are personal and may not be released to any other person, and that also includes the IT department. This cannot be followed 100%, but whenever you know that your password has been leaked to another person, please don't hesitate to go in and change your password. If you suspect other people to have access to your password illegally, then you must report it to helpdesk as a security breach. Ownership of student data. The content of your student work is considered your private property. That means whatever information you gather during your work as a student at University College Absalon, this information is considered your private property. The moment you hand in your assignments, then the assignment belongs to Absalon. But as long as you have it, it's your responsibility to make sure that the content of your assignment, if it includes personal data from other people, that this data does not is not accessible to other people than the people with the specific rights. cloud services such as Box, Dropbox, Google Drive, or SkyDrive, or other similar cloud services, are not considered safe, as they don't guarantee that the data can be restored after a possible crash. If they crash, then they're lost. University College Absalon does not support your data if your data is stored on a cloud service. So therefore, make sure that you have your copies of your important data elsewhere, such as on an encrypted USB key. Internet access. Our internet at Absalon is considered free of charge for student-related purposes. It is allowed to use it for private purposes as long as the usage does not carry a commercial value. It's not allowed to use the internet connection to download music, film, or other material, which is protected by copyright. So if you use it for Netflix, make sure that the copyrights which are covered by Netflix and of which you're bound, that these copyrights are not breached when you use our internet connection to show them. We carry out regular sampling in order to prevent abuse on our network. Emails. Absalon provides an email account for all students. This account is used to receiving an official information from Absalon, and therefore you as a student should check your email periodically to see if there are any messages from us to you. The account is primarily intended for educational use, but you can use it for private purposes as long as it don't carry out a commercial value and don't seem to harm our reputation. You can use private equipment such as Dropbox, but only as long as the data that you put on is not classified as confidential or sensitive. In case the data is classified as confidential or sensitive, then you should not use such things such as Dropbox, and etc. Apart from this, it is allowed to use private equipment on our network as long as it doesn't interfere with us. If you have any questions or you are in doubt about this, don't hesitate to call or write helpdesk at 1111@pha.dk or call us 7248-1111. It's not allowed to connect hardware such as servers, networks, network disks, printers, or similar on our network. Please, if you need to add equipment to our network, call us and we'll see if we can help you. When you leave your computer, it is important that it is locked somewhere or another. Otherwise, it will be possible for anybody else to abuse your account or delete important files such as assignments and similar. Remember that Absalon is a public place where all mostly can move freely. Consider the risk of theft before you leave your PC unguarded. As a student, you must exercise due diligence when it comes to information security. In particular, you must pay attention to how you process the information you access through your studies or your daily work at Absalon. For instance, at Absalon, we have applicable rules when working with confidential or sensitive information. This is further described on our website, phabsalon.dk/information-security. When it comes to comparing GDPR with former legislations, the basic structure is largely preserved. Nothing much has changed. However, some of the new main focus is consumer protection. This is the main point with the new regulation. It strengthens the data subject's rights through privacy by design and by default, and the penalties have increased significantly. Now the limit is no longer 25,000 Danish kroner, but the limit is 10 of 20,000 million euro, whatever is higher, depending on the severeness of the data breach of the private company. University College Absalon is a public organization and therefore it cannot be fined more than 16 million Danish kroner, 16 million Danish kroner, which is still a significant amount. According to Article 5 in the GDPR principles, personal data have to be processed lawfully, fairly, and in a transparent manner. This means that you need to have a legal reason for handling the data. The data has to be specified, explicit, and legitimate. This means that you have to be very, very specific about what kind of information you're going to gather. You have to be legitimate, which means that you cannot use the data for more than one single purpose, unless it is incompatible with others. This means that if you gather information for one purpose, such as for one assignment, then the information has been gathered for this specific assignment. If later on you decide to use the data for another purpose, such as your bachelor project, then this is another purpose. And as such, you can't use the same data for more than one purpose. If you need to treat the data for more than one purpose, you have to inform the data subject and get their permission to use it for another purpose. The data has to be adequate, relevant, and limited. This means you have to limit the information to whatever is needed and not wanted for your assignment. For instance, if you need information about the person, then gather that. If you think that some information might turn in handy for later on in the assignment, then this is not a legal relevant reason, therefore should not be gathered. It should be kept up to date. This means that if information changes, then it's your responsibility to make sure that the information that you have gathered is always up to date with respect to the data subject. You have to make sure that the data is processed in lawful with lawful reasons, and for our purpose at University College Absalon, we look at 4 out of 6 legal purposes. You have to have, if you have consent, that means that the data subject has given consent to the processing of his or her personal data for one or more specific purposes. Then you have legal right to process the information. This, for instance, could be education evaluation or using portrait photos. This is normally given with consent from the data subject. It could also be of a contractual matter. Processing is necessary for the performance of a contract for which the data subject is part or takes the steps to request of the data subject prior to entering into a contract. For instance, course participation or an employee contract. There might be legal obligations. Statistics Denmark asks of University College Denmark, Absalon, to gather student information based on their obligations, and therefore Statistics Denmark gives the University College Absalon legal obligation to treat the information on their behalf and send it to them. The fifth reason is one of the main concerns of why University College Absalon may treat your data as a student. We have official authority invested in our controller to produce studies in which you are enrolled. This is our legal obligation to treat your information. It is also in the public's interest to allow our researchers, our scientists, to make research based on information. This is one of the reasons we have for that. you as a data subject, you have several rights according to the new GDPR. You have the right to information. This means that this is the right that we need to provide to you, where we inform you about what data we have. You also have the right to access and correct the data that we have, the right to access and rectification. You have the right to be forgotten or the right to erasure if we have no legal reason for storing it. You have the right to delete it. You have the right to object if the reasons we have are no longer appropriate. And you have the right to data portability, which means you can ask that the data that we have are stored in a manner that you can port it to another company. So to cover what we've talked about, just to sum it up, you as a student, when you work with personal data that is necessary for your work as a student, this is where GDPR comes into place. This is when you work with our class list. This is when you gather information for your student assignments. So as long as you gather information in the interest of your work as a student, then GDPR comes into focus. GDPR does not include personal private data. You must ensure that the data subject's rights are in place. You must try to anonymize the personal data that you have and ensure that the data is not accessible from strangers' unintended access. Follow our guidelines on phepsilon.dk/informationssikkerhed and read more from there. If you are in doubt, please don't hesitate to write us or call us. You can send an email to 1111@pha.dk or call us on 7248 1111 and receive further guidance.